This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. U.S. officials are preparing for possible reforms in the nation's intelligence agencies now that the CIA director, George Tenet, has resigned. Several committees are about to issue reports on intelligence failures. And if lawmakers go on to restructure the agencies, it would be the first time that's happened in decades. But as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, there is an obstacle in the way of would-be reformers, the Pentagon.
Donald Rumsfeld and George Tenet have a standing lunch date. Most Fridays, for the past 3 years, the defense secretary and the head of the CIA have gotten together to talk shop. Rumsfeld says he considers Tenet a personal friend for whom he has enormous respect, which is not to say that when Tenet announced his resignation last week, many tears were shed in the corridors of the Pentagon.
I suspect that for public consumption, they were appropriately sorry to see a esteemed colleague leave, and when the doors were closed, I think there was probably champagne popping in a number of places.
That's Frank Gaffney, a former senior official in the Reagan Pentagon. It's no secret that the CIA under Tenet and the Defense Department under Rumsfeld have had their differences. Take the case of Ahmed Chalabi. The CIA cut ties with the then-exiled Iraqi politician years ago after deciding he was untrustworthy. The Pentagon, meanwhile, was until a few weeks ago paying Chalabi hundreds of thousands of dollars a month for intelligence, much of which turned out to be wrong. There are also deeper structural tensions at work. The Pentagon controls more than 80% of the U.S. intelligence budget. But the head of the CIA, as director of Central Intelligence, has oversight responsibility for all 15 intelligence agencies. And therein lies the rub, says Porter Goss, the Republican chair of the House Intelligence Committee.
The Secretary of Defense has most of the money. The DCI has most of the responsibility. Is that a situation that is designed for failure? Yep. Does it work? Nope. Can we fix it? Yes.
The way to fix it, some lawmakers and intelligence professionals say, is to create a new position, a director of national intelligence, separate from the head of the CIA, with direct authority over the entire intelligence community. It sounds like an attractive fix, except that the Pentagon hates the idea. Rumsfeld says concentrating everything under a so-called intelligence czar would be unwise. His undersecretary for intelligence, Stephen Cambone, echoed that sentiment in testimony this spring before a Senate panel.
I honestly do not see advantage to the creation of a different structure for the governance of the intelligence community than the one we have today.
Cambone says he is open to suggestions for how Pentagon intelligence can work better with other departments and agencies. But privately, defense officials say they'll fight any moves to reduce the authority of the Pentagon. Some reform plans call for wresting away from the Pentagon control of the National Reconnaissance Office, which runs spy satellites, and the National Security Agency, which cracks foreign codes and intercepts communications. Frank Gaffney, the former Pentagon official, says that's a bad idea. He argues these agencies were put under the Pentagon's umbrella in the first place because they provide tactical intelligence that's critical to military planning. And he says removing them could put U.S. troops in danger.
While in the Washington parlor game, one can anticipate much fulmination about how we ought to reorganize and how we ought to move the chair here and how we ought to take the budget there, I hope to God that the net effect of this is not to put us at more risk.
Ultimately, it may prove impossible to impose intelligence reforms without the support of the Pentagon's leadership. Technically, of course, Congress and the White House can mandate change, but Joseph Nye says the track record of forcing change on unwilling defense intelligence officials isn't promising. Nye served as an assistant secretary of defense and as chairman of the National Intelligence Council during the Clinton administration. He points to the early 1960s, when then-defense secretary Robert McNamara tried to consolidate intelligence agencies within the military.
When you created a defense intelligence agency to organize the various military intelligence into a single agency, the various branches, service branches, just recreated their own. So it's not clear that you're really going to be able to get away with changing the structure in defense very easily.
Some members of Congress say they've learned that lesson. Jane Harman is among them. She's the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
There have been old suggestions for a director of national intelligence, which have been staunchly opposed by the Pentagon, have gotten nowhere. Basically, blow up the Pentagon intel function and start over again. That won't work.
Harman is sponsoring legislation to create a director of national intelligence, but leave budgetary control of the 8 military agencies inside the Pentagon. She says she's slowly winning bipartisan support for the idea, and she says one way or the other, the stars and the moon are aligned for change. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.